Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Patricia Quinn. This goes to Patrick Craig Comedio on 11/14/23. Mrs. Quinn performed a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the only bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a moderate degree of airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. It was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with only a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study data, 10/25/22, there's been no significant change, except the patient did not normalize airflow completely. Period of paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Patricia Quinn. This goes to Dr. Patrick Craig on 11/15/23. Mrs. Quinn performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. The room air saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 380 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 91% period. No paragraph impression. Minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James King. This goes to Dr. Ward on 11/15/23. Mr. King performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, period. There was severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 or FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, severe obstructive and restrictive lung disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Laura Graley, G-R-A-L-E-Y. This goes to Katie Johnson, comma, PA. On 11/15/23, Mrs. Graley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was further improvement in flow rates after bronchodilators. However, the patient remains with a severe restrictive disorder, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/11/23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe restriction without significant airways obstruction with a bronchospastic component or improved effort after bronchodilators, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Willie Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to the VA on 11/15/23. Mr. Fulford performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was marked improvement or improved effort, period. Patient is left with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, moderate obstructive, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/3/23, there's been no significant change, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Willie Fulford. This goes to the VA. On 11/15/23, Mr. Fulford performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 326 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 90%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James R. Floyd. This goes to Dr. Ellis and to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 11/15/23, Mr. Floyd performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/13/23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Augusta, AGOSTA. This goes to Jason Honecker, comma, PA. On 11/15/23, Mr. Augusta performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction nor bronchial activity period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/8/22, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph compression, very minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial activity, showing no significant change. Next. 6-minute walk test on Thomas Rebzinski, REPZYNSKI. This goes to Dr. Collier. On 11/15/23, Mr. Rebzinski performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. The patient achieved 550 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 94% period. No paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Next is the pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Rebzinski, REPZYNSKI. This goes to the VA. On 11/15/23, Mr. Rebzinski performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 5/11/23. There's been slight deterioration in pre-bronchodilator flow rates period. A paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, without a significant bronchospastic component showing slight progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, Cowan, C-O-W-E-N. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 11/15/23, Mrs. Cowan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Without significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period compared to a prior study dated 4/26/23. There's been slight improvement period. No paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction or without bronchial reactivity showing slight improvement period. Thank you.